Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Activist News. Earlier this year, Earth First Radio News reported that Emma Pitch Murphy Ellis, along with Namarta Tortoise Desange, had been arrested on riot charges in connection with their protesting against the Borg timber sale in Oregon. Since then, Earth First Radio News has learned that Pitch, Tortoise, and a third activist, Michael McMullen, have all received a no-complaint status to their felony charges. This means that the charges are not currently being pursued, but the state has up to 2 years to prosecute them if it so wishes. According to the Earth First Journal, eco-activist Michael McMullen, also known as Mike D, has been held for probation violations. In September, Earth First Radio News reported that four eco-activists had been accused of last year's Earth Liberation Front arson attacks against logging trucks in Eagle Creek, Oregon. At that time, three of the four suspects, Jacob Sherman, Jeremy Rosenblum, and Angela Marie Casisario, had been formally charged, whilst the fourth suspect, Michael Scarpitti, also known as Trey Arrow, had gone underground. Since then, Earth First Radio News has learned that Trey Arrow, along with Jacob Sherman, have subsequently been indicted for another ELF arson attack last year against trucks at Ross Island Sand and Gravel in Portland, Oregon. This arson attack caused approximately $200,000 of damage to the trucks. However, at airtime, Treyor's location is still unknown to the FBI, and he is still on the run. We thank the Earth Liberation Prisoners Support Network and their Samhain 2002 newsletter for this news. To contact North American Earth Liberation Prisoners Support Network, write to P.O. Box 50082, Eugene, Oregon 97405. That's North American ELP, P.O. Box 50082, Eugene, Oregon 97405, or send email to naelpsn@tao.ca. That's naelpsn@tao.ca. California protects Channel Islands, fishing permanently banned. The California Fish and Game Commission has permanently banned fishing in 175 square miles of ocean around the Channel Islands, creating a network of marine reserves that will enable a wide range of species to recover from decades of overfishing. The decision culminated 4 years of scientific and public study and debate over the wisdom of substituting traditional fishing restrictions such as size and catch limits on selected fish with a reserve system that protects all forms of marine life. California once again is in the vanguard of environmental protection, said Fish and Game Commissioner Bob Hatoy. This is good for the fish, good for the fishermen, and good for future generations. In a year or two, the U.S. government will decide whether to expand the network of reserves into federal waters, which begin 3 miles offshore. Under such an expansion, the network could grow to 426 square miles, making it the largest protected marine reserve in the continental United States. Only about 1% of the world's oceans and less than 0.02% of California's waters are now off-limits to fishing. The reserves are considerably different from federal actions taken over the summer to ban bottom fishing for rockfish across much of the continental shelf off of California. Under those rules, fishermen may continue to catch tuna, barracuda, or squid near the surface. They can also fish for halibut, which generally live on sandy bottoms away from rocky reefs that are home to rockfish. In contrast, the new Channel Islands marine reserves are permanent and protect all sea life from the biggest bass to the tiniest snail. 11 of the 13 areas are no-take reserves, which means no fishing of any kind, no diving for lobster or urchins, and no harvesting of kelp. 2 of the 13 areas are designated as conservation areas and allow for limited recreational fishing and commercial lobster trapping. This story written by Kenneth R. Weiss of the Los Angeles Times. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the